The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months, and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies, Baby. Every week on Movies, Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies, Baby, wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies, Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies, Baby with 5 Y's. Movies, Baby!
Ooh, girl, I don't know about you, but I'm wearing my Pride by Target limited edition collection jacket. I'm eating my Pride fries from Shake Shack in my Pride-sponsored Lyft as I listen to the Pride playlist on Spotify, brought to you by SpaceX and KitchenAid Unlimited Industries.
Seems like everybody's celebrating Pride this month. Let's make it a year-round thing.
That's right. Oh, I've also heard there's a new book on the shelves.
The library is open. Alaska's got a new book. Yes, she does. And we have other exciting mom announcements about new programming coming your way via our ways.
And plus, we have the one and only Lagonja Estranja popping in for our illustrious tip spot this week. Hey. We love Lagonja.
Yes,
honey, if it's not green, I'm not interested.
Mm-mm. And honestly, the dricks are menti this week, so it's hard to keep track. See what we did there? DM's full of dick. Stay tuned.
Dripping with dricks.
Ooh, don't get the hot goss on the dicks.
Ooh, stay tuned.
Forever Dog.
That clap quality was choice.
Welcome back for another.
That's Soundbird. Ooh, she's stinky Soundbird.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of hot goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
Deep dive. Now let's get into some
hot goss.
Oh, wow. So I heard you got highlights. Oh my god.
Oh, highlights, yeah. Uh-huh.
Streaks, just around the face.
I went for the chunky Kelly Clarkson look. Those are the highlights of the week for me.
For a balayage like this.
Balayage, mama. What is balayage? Is that like ombre?
Balayage is when they paint color onto the hair, basically, in a technique more than like a specific style, but it's like wispy endy highlights and not like full foil highlights usually.
I like that.
Makes sense. Yeah, you have had a hair change. You're in a cute little Mia Farrow pixie moment right now phase.
Uh-huh. Yes. Tyra said they had to edge me out. So that's
like Celicia.
It's one of the top stylists in the world. Like, yes, I cried. It's a big change. And I think I'll be able to book more editorial with this.
Well, honestly, it's not what I pictured. And it needs to be a little bit shorter. So if you don't want to get your hair cut, I need you to leave the set.
Okay. What's going on? I mean, I guess it's Pride season.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice to see corporations having such a great Pride this year.
Who's been your favorite and your least favorite?
You know what? I feel like a lot of people were talking shit about the Pride suit at Target, but that suit is sickening, bitch, and I want one.
It looked very Mr. Roy G. Biv, BBT.
Yeah, but I feel seen, but I also feel camed for.
I mean, so, many people could be happy with both.
Camed in. I like the Roy G. Biv suit at Target. What about
Johnny Civilli? I mean, looks cute too.
To me, for me personally, in general, for me, I think it's disgusting. If it's a company that is like doing like, let's have pride, and then they're like giving money to like fuck us over, that to me is not cool. But like, yes, of course it's pandering. What do you think businesses do? I mean, that's the point of business. But as long as they're being a nice business in politic, that's important. But like, go ahead, pander to me, bitch. Give me a fucking rainbow whopper at McDonald's.
Baby, you can think of me as Panda Express. I want to be expressed to directly and quickly. Get me my shit. It's Pride. It's my month. I will give me the money and I'll put your rainbow wherever you want it on my body, baby.
Get out of my way. I'm gay.
Where's my bubble machine? I'm getting on the float now. Like, I miss Pride so much. I can't wait for next year. But I feel like some of the kids saying like, that their kink has no place at Pride. It's or like policing dykes on bikes, trying to say we can't say dykes, like these kind of things. Some of the Gen Z kids are complaining about that stuff.
Okay.
And that's been like, I was like, baby, do you know how many people died at Stonewall so Derek could be stupid? Like we fought for these rights. We fought for these rights to have outfits like this ugly at Target. Okay.
When we all die off, they can go ahead and have the most boring, bland fucking Pride they want.
No strippers. There'll be a motivational dance.
Until the last faggot has died, we'll be wearing jock straps and Pride, sniffing poppers on Robertson Boulevard.
It's what we do.
I mean, that's tradition. It's culture.
Yeah, I've been thrilled with Pride, mostly though this year. London, there's like buildings all lit up like rainbows. I'm a London girl now, in case you didn't know. Try to get the London look with Rimmel.
Get the London look. Rimmel job. Rimmel chair.
Yeah. That's where you get eyeliner and your ass eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
So wait, someone made a post. It's on our outline and I just blindly read whatever's in front of me. Okay, this says no, this is from Jason
Hudson.
Can't
wait for the book.
It's a
but caveat, this is a tweet from 2019 that gets resurfaced sort of every Pride because it is a sentiment that sort of happens all the time.
Okay. It says, listen, I understand corporate appropriation of Pride is annoying / highly suspect, but I also know that walking through a shopping mall screaming with rainbows makes this 37-year-old man feel seen and can't imagine how it would have changed my life as a 10-year-old. I see that sentiment.
I love that. I saw someone tweet something like, is it just me or is the rainbow flag tacky? I'm like, if you're gay and you can't find joy in 6 bright colors or 9 bright colors, like, fuck off. Like, girl, you have so much taste. I'm sorry it's not Jeremiah and Brent for you. You know, all taupes and ivories and bullshit. Like,
girl,
give me some color. We're faggots.
Girl, anal is next. They're going to be like, anal just... I don't think people should do anal. I think that it has no place in gay culture. It's next.
Sometimes you'll have a culture.
It's next on the chopping block, so watch out. What is this? This is about Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon is saying howdy to us this season in Pride. There's a little bit of interesting news. Nina West was cast by Nickelodeon to perform an original song, Be True to You, and it was published by the Nickelodeon YouTube channel for Pride Month. This is great. It showcases the progress Pride flag and what all the colors mean via an original song by Daniel Mertzluff, and he did the Ratatouille TikTok musical, which will be on Broadway soon, apparently. And there's a video with an animated version of Nina produced by the Nick Jr. team where Nina and Blue from Blue's Clues host a Pride parade. And it went viral last week. That's great. And they're hiring more girls. They have Jeremy Carey, Yua Hamasaki, and Dynasty, who's a New York queen, to narrate a 22-minute video about Avatar The Last Airbender. Like, how great is that? And Jeremy's doing a cosplay, like, contest right now online, and the winner gets, like, 5 G's.
I know, I saw that.
I'm thinking about entering.
Girl, you better.
I hope I make it to finals.
Semi-finalist.
Yeah, but I'll definitely watch that Airbender video too.
I remember my last Airbender. Ooh.
Honey.
Oh, it was in Reno.
I saw you. You were kicking the air. You were in air flicking.
It was an air.
You thought you were bending. You were flicking. I was breathing all that air and went on a bender. So much air.
So that's pretty major. I love to see new opportunities for people who live and walk the walk of drag. That's always really, really cool to see.
And all these queens are AAPI. And you know, Airbender is traditionally that, but like so many things have been whitewashed, like
right,
the Doctor Strange role with Tilda Swinton playing it, like that was an Asian character, like getting Asian people to do Asian gigs, that's perfect.
And they get to dress up like Avatar characters, which that sounds really fun to me.
Who doesn't love a look?
What?
Who doesn't love a look?
We love a look. It says here, the outfits were made by Providence queens like Kelly Square and Ava Unit 01, which I believe is the name of the unit you're wearing right now as well.
Oh, the one with all these knights in it?
It's the Ava in 01.
Honey, this is the TKB in a 27. It's the clip-on braid.
It is.
All three it of is. Them.
Those two long braids in the back, they come right off for easy maintenance.
Woven with genuine Ken Pave's 2012 Jessica Simpson collab hair. Virgin Temple hair. I would like to talk to you about a certain Rainbow Spotlight of the Week.
Ooh.
It's from our sister. And I don't know if I've ever had a love like this, but this is a love like this from Monet Exchange. You want to take a listen?
Some people wait a lifetime for a love like this. She looks beautiful, honey. She better work in this video. We're just seeing a little clip of it on our screen right now. She is in, is she in Hawaii?
Caribbean, Hawaii, somewhere beautiful. Tropical.
She's dancing.
They shot it in Malibu, but she's claiming they went to Jamaica to film the film.
That's what she's claiming.
Yeah.
I love that. She looks sickening. I love this.
Ooh, oh, and Trevor's in it, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
we love Trevor because he makes us look so petite.
Honey, we look like we look like pearls in an oyster shell.
Girl, absolutely. She looks beautiful. Let's take a listen to the song. This is Love Like This by Monet Exchange.
Imagine the whole world without me and you. If you met another me, baby, I can guarantee you would still remember me. And if your lips never touched my lips, but you still remember this. Only in your memory, some sweet fantasy. Think you want me over, come play your prize. Dead the rest and come alive. Sparks are fly, I light up your life. Cause I'm telling you. Said you never knew a love like this. No, you never knew a love like this. No, no. Said you never knew a love like this. No, you never knew a love like this. Someone to kiss, someone to miss, someone to call up and just shoot the shit. Said you never knew a love like this. No, you never knew a love.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. You're literally getting them out of you by speaking them and figuring out how to work through whatever's weighing you down.
That's right. And I think, and I've said this before, I think therapy is a very useful tool, whether you've been through something very traumatic or you're just trying to better yourself.
Yeah, and if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. You don't have to leave your house. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Yeah, all the therapists have licenses, so get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. This episode is brought to you by, I almost nodded off because this Helix mattress is so comfortable, Helix Sleep!
The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux Collection, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids.
I've had several many Helix mattresses for several many years now, and I love them all. They're all my
babies. I've read the men's room wall.
We have the Midnight Dusk. We have the one for heavy sleepers, and that's also good.
Oh, they're all good.
If you have slumber parties, I love a Helix party. And we are the Helix girls, and we have been for such a long time that we know what works best for us and our bodies. But if you don't know, you could take a Helix sleep quiz and find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes.
They've got models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Also models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions.
Ooh, plus enhanced cooling features to help you from overheating at night.
And your personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door, free of charge.
Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. So that's why they offer a 100-night trial to try out your new Helix mattress and a 10 to 15-year warranty.
Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners.
Go to helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
This is their best offer yet, and it's not going to last long.
It's so good, I'm going to say it again. That's helixsleep.com/drag and use code HELIXPARTNER20.
With Helix, better sleep starts now. Oh, we are back again.
Back again.
Now, I don't know if you're a fan of reading.
Oh, I have a Dewey Decimal number at the ready, darling.
You read books and I'm on the cover.
Superstar drags just like no other.
I invite you to read this book in question because I am on the cover.
My name's yours. What's Alaska? Soon to be in bookstores. When this cover broke, we were like, oh, so you write books now too? Because,
yeah,
you know, there's other books happenings from other people. Books mm-hmm. a million, books a queendom. But yours has the best font that I've seen of any of them. You have leopard on it. You have you're fresh, you're springtime, you're resplendent. Let's read a book. This cover is inviting. It says, open me up. You can almost see my panties. Like,
exactly.
It's a beautiful almost. Book cover. And if I were to judge a book by its cover, it would be tens, bitch.
Thank you.
And a forward from Jacqueline Beatrice.
Yes. You know, I was like, fuck, like, because I listen to Courtney's podcast, and she every episode she's like, "So I'm working on my book.
I'm working on my book.
Book is coming. Boys I'm writing like my book.
Me by Courtney Akshenjenik."
I'm listening from like months ago, and she's like talking about writing her book, and I'm like, I'm so secretive about like projects that I'm working on, and so I was like, I'm jealous. I want people to know. So I spoke about it on the news in Erie, and then. Who knew? A leak. Who knew, you know, 2 days later, it was the actual day we were, like, releasing the cover and announcing it. So it's, you can go on my Instagram and there's a link in my bio and you can order it or pre-order it anywhere in the world right now. You can go to chroniclebooks.com/Alaska and it'll, like, tell you where you can... pre-order.
Honey, this is loose leaf tea. This tea is so fresh it's not even bagged yet, bitch. This is the kind you need a strainer for. This is all the tea in this book. This is a life story, a memoir.
Absolutely. Memoir.
Memoirs. Are you going to do the audiobook?
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about it, but Courtney talks about her book. So yes, I am doing the audiobook.
Books,
yes.
books. Some girls choose looks. I choose books.
books. What is that from?
I think Sword in the Stone, maybe? No. That's a... What is it?
Teach the kids a reference or two.
We're going to go on a break, I bet. Oh, wait. Never mind.
No, can you tell us about Erie? I didn't put that on the outline, but you were on the news in Erie because you performed at a bar there, correct?
Yes. We did a benefit for The Zone, which is like Erie's big gay bar. And it turned into absolutely my extended family reunion. I haven't seen some of these family members, let alone all in one place, in years. It was fabulous. Everyone had a great time. We had to do two shows because so many people wanted to come. And some of my family members stayed for both shows. Just
double bookings with the drink minimum?
Double. Girl, I mean, there should have been a drink maximum, but there wasn't.
Honey, there's one thing about Pennsylvanians. You do not tell them what to do at the bar.
Oh, no, honey. And especially at The Zone, like, you can get, like, you can get a drink for $2. So it was really, really fun. And we had a good time.
Well, I'm glad clubs are opening again. Hallelujah. I just read that Scarlet is having problems opening, and that's probably one of my favorite clubs in the world. Like Hawaii right now. They've been closed since July of last year, and they're like trying to get approved to just have like the vaccinated people, and the governor just like won't let people open in Hawaii until they're 70% vaccinated. And that's not ever going to happen soon. So I'm feeling for them because that's my favorite spot in the world to work. And those girls need like spots to perform and like safe spaces and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Precinct is reopening.
Hallelujah. That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Girl.
A blessing.
I can't wait to get carried out of there. Actually, I'd like to get so wasted that I get asked to leave.
Oh, I want to... I want to get so wasted that I attach a bungee cord to the outside patio deck and then rappel myself down to right where the security guard sits, like Spider-Man, and kiss him upside down because he's cute.
Yes.
And then bing back right back up.
Right, right. I support that. You should do that as part of a show. We released a bunch of balloons. With a cat attached to it when we did scats.
A live cat.
It was not a live cat.
No, they killed it first. They killed it. Duh. You have to.
Oh my God.
Because if you don't, it'll pop the balloons with its claws. You have to kill it. So you tie it to the balloon, then you strangle it, and then you let everything go.
No, I don't do anything to cats. No. Cat. It was like a stuffed animal, I think. Because that's how the movie ended. Whatever. Have you heard of pageants?
Honey, I've been a privy to a page or two. Are you privy to a pageant or two?
We have another new exciting mom announcement about some new programming. But let's first take a moment to reflect.
Reflections.
Russia Reflections.
Reflections of a Race Chaser. Can I talk to you about some of our many amazing pod workistries?
Just floor work and pod work.
Honey, pod work is good work. At the end of June 2020, I had the pleasure of launching Mom with Alaska Thunderfuck and Big Dipper, and we launched our first show, The Chop with Latrice and Manila, and they talked about Canada's Drag Race Holland, Drag Race UK. Now they're doing Down Under, and they'll be covering Spain.
Girl.
And
they stay busy with all the franchises.
Honey, let me tell you, Latrice told me, because we're having our days off from Death Drop right now, and she said, I had a day off. I was horizontal. I podcasted horizontally. And I was like, good, you deserve it, bitch.
She does.
Working hard. And The Chop with Latrice and Manila can be heard every week, just like all of our mom podcasts. Then we got Sloppy Seconds. We got a big meatball sub, and Big Dipper came, and they live here at Forever Dog with us at Mom. And they pat the Forever Dog's head, and they let it sit by their feet. And they have so many wonderful family conversations about fisting, sucking dick, being sloppy, you know. Lots of fantastic interviews this year and some great investigative journalism episodes that really have gotten to the bottom of things. The bottom
I don't think kink
of issues with bottoms.
I don't think kink should be at mom. I'm against kink at mom.
Oh, you are?
Okay.
So I think it's highly inappropriate for someone to talk about things like this. I'm just kidding. Keep it coming. We also have Very That, which came into our lives in the fall of 2020, and we haven't been the same ever since. The catchphrases, the stories, the bowel movements, the seesaw things. Ooh. Talk about perfect dressing room nostalgia drag podcast we live.
Yeah, and some of the girls are releasing new shows at quite the clip. We have our freshman class of 2021 with April. In April... We launched Wanna Be On Top with Shea Coulee, and it's all about Top Model and Tyra's cultural impacts. And following that, we had our sister Jinx Monsoon show, Hi, Jinx. Which I listened to and just cracked up. She has such a natural way of talking to people. I remember seeing her at a party with Kathy Najimy. And Jinx was just entertaining her ass off, and Kathy was laughing at everything, and then Kathy turned around to Bianca and went, see, that's funny, not crude or crap. It was so funny because, like, Bianca said something, and it was funny, but it didn't land with Kathy. Kathy didn't like it. And Jinx was just her favorite person in the room after that. She's like, that's how to do it, Bianca, not crass or something. Wow. It was hilarious. So Jinx is being just as funny as that every week with her celebrity interviews. And then we have our northern sisters, Brooklyn and Priyanka. They're doing pop culture roundups every Tuesday on Famous This Week. And pop on the mom.
We've got multiple shows every single day of the week. We couldn't be happy with what we're doing over here at Moguls of Media alongside Forever Dog. It's been a really great year for mom, but honey, we aren't done yet.
We have one more programming announcement that we want to share with you, and it's our final piece of the 2021 mom puzzle. So stay tuned for a new show dropping this Monday, like the kids would say, an 8-episode limited series hosted by us.
That's right. Pageant Pod. Pageant Pod is an 8-episode limited series podcast exploring the fabulous and dramatic history of drag pageants that has shaped drag culture and pushed the boundaries of performance and artistic expression. These long-standing institutions go back decades, and they've laid the groundwork for everything that we know about drag and for so many of our beloved queens in pop culture to succeed today.
Honey, there will be tiara snatchery, and each episode is going to focus on a specific pageant system. We've got interviews with iconic queens who have participated in the very many numerous pageants listed here, like Miss Continental,
Miss National Entertainer of the Year,
Miss Gay America,
Miss Gay US of A,
Miss Black Universe,
and Drag Queen of the Year. We have a ton of guests.
Notable notables include Brooklyn Heights, Asia O'Hara, Akiria C. Davenport, Nitra West, Kennedy Davenport, Tasha Cole, Candace Kane, Aurora Sexton, and many, many, many more voices that you're going to want to hear from. Many divas.
So make sure you search for Pageant Pod on your podcast app and hit subscribe. It's just 8 episodes, so you don't want to miss a single one. Premiering Monday, June 14th.
Come get this badge!
Let's take a break. All right, we have a very special tip spot on the docket for you tonight.
A Texas tip spot.
Texas tea, Texas tea.
It's a dancing doll from Dallas, and we'd like to tell the first 4 rows you may get hit with too much talent. She is team talent.
You are in the splash zone, sir. I do not want to hear any complaints.
This
is
right
tea
forth from her.
The tea. The T stands for tip spot. The T also stands for talent. This is a jumbo Texas-sized talent. The one and only, the 10 dancing toes of Miss LaGanja Estranja.
Yes, God, honey, giving you all the tea.
She's just my neighbor, girl. I miss
you. Well, not neighbors anymore. I know. I miss you too.
I'm sorry.
It's so good to see the dolls back in action.
Yeah.
So good. Oh my gosh. We, of course, we've been talking about season six, okay?
Yes.
On Race Chaser Classique.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say the most iconic season there is. I know y'all are from other okay. ones, but hey, I am a champion for season six.
We can Absolutely. All agree
season
that,
six inning.
We can all agree that four and six were the best, and five was good too.
Oh, how are you good?
And eight. And eight.
Okay.
But we know that these were the ones. Four, six. Because everybody else says, whoa, four was mine. I was like, six is good, though, too. And they're like, six and four. Yeah, 64.
Now, wait, wasn't Alyssa on five?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, girl. She's going to fight you to the grave for that one. I think we're going to have to say four, five, and six for the iconic
That's
season.
The stride.
And
That's
eight.
The stride.
And eight. Eight was good.
What was eight? I don't remember her.
Bob.
Yeah, still got... Sorry, boo. It's all about four, five, and six for me.
Yeah, the early years.
So I want to ask you about a little bit about your experience on season six. So when this was a few years ago, but had you ever done anything like in television before or in the Hollywood like world, or what was that journey going into it?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and stick with the T and say it was tumultuous. How about that for a vocab
T,
word?
Capital tumultuous.
You know, look, at the end of the day, it's over 10 years for me now. So I have totally made my peace with the experience mm-hmm. I had. It was very difficult for me. I'm not going to lie. I was 23 years old. I'd never done television. I came into the world as a young musical theater gay who mm-hmm. really, you know, came from the belief of being too much is the way. So for me, I had no idea until the show aired that I would be edited the way I was, because while I was filming, producers were living for my lip syncs and everything else in between. So it was kind of a shock when it came out and people didn't necessarily receive me with the most positive reviews in America, at least, because I really feel like across the pond and everywhere else, people loved my character. They loved that I was over the top and that I wasn't afraid to serve you that drama, honey, on a fishy plate.
Oh, honey. Yes, on a platter.
Hey, get your
lighters
out.
Sushi roll.
Period. I'm sorry. I rewatched the entrances from season six recently. I got tagged on Instagram and I was like, my God, everything that came out of all of my cast mouths was pretty iconic. You have to say.
Everything.
You look good, you know?
You look good.
Well, I didn't cough like
girl,
a man.
When she told Courtney, I didn't cough like a man, but I mean, come on. That's my sister, Miss GGG, a gun. She don't jump the gun. She is the boom boom gun.
She is the
Honey,
boom boom
it is a sad day when they didn't have her in the interview chair for the next episode.
Well, I know, truly.
Do you know, an impression is when you have to look and sound like the person.
Okay, so look, I saw y'all on Instagram talking about this.
We know you were in the chair. We know you were in the chair. And they were probably like, Laganja, just say it. What is an impression? And just say it and restate it. You know they were just trying to get that clip. And you just did it for him. And you were the one that
literally, I remember so many of my phrases, but I don't remember this one moment. So I was gagging when I saw it on y'all's Instagram. But I was like, yeah, that sounds right. I'm sure that's exactly what happened. Mama, we were coached to give you the delivery that you saw.
Honey. Yeah. And your gorgeous Lollipop Guild hair. Like,
oh, honey, the victory roll. Y'all still are not over it.
Mama.
Y'all still are not over it.
Honestly, watching.
I did it in All Stars. I did it basically the same haircut.
Deep reference.
You know, I have to say, in my opinion, before I really came on that show, people were not as concerned with their quote-unquote boy looks. And I think I stepped that up a notch. No,
you
I had
moved
black
the needle
lipstick.
On that.
I had the black lipstick on in the workroom, okay?
You did.
You had that one thing with all the pins on it. It was a crop top. I like that. I would wear that.
You know what? Styled by my dear friend who's no longer here with us, but my dear friend Bobby Webster. He got me together right for that show.
Work. Well,
even the pot holder on the head?
Actually, yes, that was a local artist in LA, and my friend Josiah hooked me up with that particular piece. But yeah, I mean, my whole team and I at that time working on $8,000 of a budget just to kind of show you where she was at that time. We absolutely thought as much about what my workroom looks would be in comparison to my runway looks, because to me, anytime you're on TV, you should be, you know, caring about your presentation. Hello, I'm a pageant girl.
That part. And now that's something that's, you know, that everyone takes into consideration. But I think you definitely were on the forefront of that, for sure.
Did you say I was on the foreskin? What?
Five skin.
Oh, I love a five skin.
I have a question. Just because
and I have
love,
an answer.
I love seeing you on our TV screen. So I want to know, and our listeners want to know, would you ever go back for an All Stars?
You know, I've been asked this question many times, and my answer has changed over the years, depending on how much pot I've smoked before the interview.
Okay.
And I will say my real answer to this is, you know, I would love to be back on the show as a cameo. I'd love to be there as a lip sync assassin, as a choreographer, as a random bitch in the audience judging. Okay. But to be a contestant, you know, I really, that's not something I'm looking to do. At the end of the day, I've done that, you know, and So You Think You Can Dance. But now I'm a special guest judge, a la Chopped 420, baby. So I'm not trying to go back and compete, honey. I sit on the other side of the table.
Honey,
now.
We saw you doing it on Heidi Klum's show. You were like, you were an integral part of the drag force on Heidi Klum's show. I remember not understanding a word of it, but being so fascinated. I'm glad the Germans are like doing their thing with drags.
I was so lucky, you know, I got to be the grand finale of her show, Queen of Drags. And not only was I a guest judge, but I got to close the show with my original single, Look At Me. And, you know, it's been amazing to have
look at me.
Hello. And I've just been so grateful for Heidi's friendship. You know, I've worked with a lot of celebrities over the years and not one of them have been really that good to me. But Heidi Klum is a true friend. And I just feel so grateful that she continues to champion for our industry.
That's tea.
I mean, she had Cade doing her makeup before anybody else, too.
Well, right. Where do you think she got Cade?
Oh, word.
Insert that ding here now, Big Dipper.
Word. Oh, he knows where the dings go, darling.
Yes. Mama, if we do not use our platforms to, you know, elevate our friends around us, then you're not doing it right. So I'm so thrilled that I was able to connect the two, because when Heidi was looking for a drag makeup artist, of course I wanted to say me, but I knew I had a friend that was way better. And to see Cade, you know, just fly so high on not only Queen of Drags, but now multiple shows that Heidi has been on. It's been amazing. You know, I love being able to bring my friends up in what I'm doing.
It's more fun when we're all up there, you know?
Exactly.
Correct, honey. I want to go to your mansion, okay? Shit.
Girl, booth and a bottle. I also saw you on a fucking billboard in Times Square, bitch.
Who, me?
Who, me in front of all those people? Girl.
Are you talking about my little McDonald's appearance, mama?
Honey, can I get fries with that bitch? She's on a billboard in Times Square.
You can get the fries and the shake, okay?
The ice cream machine is down, and so am I.
No, I truly am so honored to have had that moment. You know, it's something I've dreamed of for a very long time. My parents had always hoped that I would be a Broadway star, and I still have those dreams. But, you know, including a Broadway star, being in Times Square, it's such a huge deal, and I was so lucky to partner with Reverie TV, who I've been a longtime supporter of since their very beginning of their existence. And I got to direct, choreograph, style, sing, and star in the McDonald's opening number for their talent show.
Work. You better work.
And you know I flew to New York to catch that billboard. Now, mind you, I was flashed for about 3 seconds. So I had five freaks around me with their phones. And I said, y'all better snap every photo. And I looked at everybody's phone when it was all over. And I was like, okay, you got the best shot.
Right. Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. Gosh. And 3 seconds on a McDonald's, you know, billboard, the third largest billboard in Times Square. It's such an honor. And I know that's it's the first really of many, and that's the real tea.
Yeah,
that's
bitch.
So major.
Honestly, so proud of you. And
Thank you, sister.
I love watching the star in your comet just keep leading you different places.
Well, that's you know, right. If it wasn't for both of you, I do not think my star would have shone as brightly as it has. And, you know, talking about bringing our sisters with each other, that's what both of you have always done for me. And I just feel really grateful that we all got to work together on Austin Young's film where I was choreographing the two of you. That was pretty major, right?
We love that. That was so fun. And it felt so good to like be working with a choreographer who's like, we don't have to be like, hey, sorry, bitch, we can't dance. Just make this easy for us. But you still made everything so beautiful and easy to learn. And like, you're such a great choreographer. The world is lucky to have you.
Well, and how was that original score by Peaches, the one and only?
Girl,
I mean, so it was easy to choreograph to something that incredible. And, you know, shout out to the amazing organization, Animals of Distinction, and Take Me Somewhere, that brought us on for that.
That was That's so fun. Right. And paid us. Like not like a friend favor, like they paid their artists, like
and paid us for the pickups, okay?
Honey. They the art world, art gigs, honey. Art pop, honey.
Art does pop.
Yeah. It's amazing. I hope to see you when you're back in LA. Or Palm Springs or somewhere we can smoke together soon.
Yeah.
Period. I'll bring the blunts. Same. You bring the lungs.
Oh, those bitch! I'll bring the pop rocks. Those pop rocks you turned me on to. Who were those?
Vesper? Yes. Oh, what? Shout out to Sondertime. Sonder, for the
not
crystals.
Vesper. Yeah, those.
Yeah,
are
the- but you don't bring me no poppers, okay? Because I know you like all that, but girl, I get sick.
No, really, more for me.
Exactly. Leave all the rush to you, doll.
We love you so much. Thank you for joining us. Lagon, ja, estrange, ja, everyone. Yes.
Thank you for having me. I feel very attacked.
Ooh, this cave's dark. Oh, is that a rococo purse?
There was water dripping, and I think I heard a train going by. Well, if we look at the time of the train, we can narrow it down.
There's moss growing on the north side of that rock, but it's facing south. That is our special time, when you feel the moss growing in the wrong spots, when we go spelunking.
Unking.
Deep inside the DM. This first message comes from Michael. He says, hey, squirrel friends, my question is simple and straight to the point. Both Alaska and Willem have mentioned Saint-Tropez multiple times. Yes, I Googled it and already know, but you can tell the children around the world, what the hell are you talking about? Even after these 100 episodes, I still don't know what you're actually saying is, oh, that's very Saint-Tropez, and other shenanigatory statements. It finally dawned on me you're talking about an actual location, LOL. Lastly, sorry, no dick pics, because I'm not that type of girl. But if you come to the barracks bar in Palm Springs...
You will never be that type of girl. If you wanted to be, you could be that kind of girl, but you are not that kind of girl.
And I don't know what kind of boy he is, but he works at the barracks bars in Palm Springs. I know he's not in the army. Any Sunday afternoon for her beer bust, I'll give you something you can feel. Friend of the pod, Michael Q. Do you want to tell him or should...
Give him something he can feel.
At the barracks bar. In Palm Springs.
Michael Q. Anon.
Shall we tell him what we're actually referencing? The deeper cut. This is from Jiggly's explanation of why her boat was trash on in Drag Race, saying what she was doing in the walk around. She's like, you know, very, very Saint-Tropez, very love you for you. And then they used it like three times and made her say it a bunch. So it just stuck in our heads. And she was
stuck in our craw.
Yeah. And very Saint. Whenever we say very Saint-Tropez, it's like it either means we're bullshitting or we're just like, yeah, very Saint-Tropez. Just like keeping it going, jiggly caliente-ing. I mean, look, you know, I wonder if she's been to Saint-Tropez yet.
Where is Saint-Tropez?
France.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a town in France, yeah.
See, it was always in reference to Jiggly Caliente explaining her look as saying, this is very Saint-Tropez, and then they copy and paste it, and she's like, it's going to be this, it's going to be very Saint-Tropez, and it's going to be very Saint-Tropez. So, so that's what it is. And I bet there were so many listeners out there as you were reading Michael's email who were just like screaming at the thing like, it's Jiggly! They're talking about Jiggly Caliente! How do you not know that?
You call yourself a friend of the pod!
But you know what? Not everyone is a psycho encyclopedic drag race person as we are. So Michael Q, the more you know, it has nothing to do with actual Saint-Tropez.
No. We ain't ever been there. There's no gay bar there. We don't know. They ain't booked us.
It is spelled Saint-Tropez if you are interested in finding out more about the actual location. But thank you, Michael. From Bradley, hey, Dolls and Dipper. Thank you all for providing such amazing content. Looks like I'll be working from home permanently now, so your podcasts feel like I'm kikiing in the office, but with people I actually like. My question is for Willem. Only Anally is my favorite song you've released. Vocally, you sound amazing. I'm a huge fan of the Jizz in the Mammograms YouTube series. Everyone should check it out, though it's very dark humor, so be warned. So yeah, everyone should not check it out. If you're a sick, twisted bastard, you should check it out.
Check it out. It's my favorite work of mine in my whole career.
The song was featured in. I've always been really curious how this collaboration came about. Please find attached a pic of my dick and booty by way of increasing my chances of getting an answer to my question. Much love. Hoping you are all back to being fully booked and blessed again soon. Bradley. Hallelujah.
Bradley, I'm flattered for the question. And I DM'd with you too because he said that he sent in his dick pictures twice and nobody had replied. And I was like, well, honey, send that in again. He's like, I'd really just for love for you in Alaska to kick you over my dick. And I'd be like, okay, girl. And I now know he had a question about too. So I'm very happy to answer this, Bradley. There's a guy named Evil Jeff. He's a genius. He's mm-hmm. also the guy that has basically created the tone for, I think, he edited Trixie and Katya's show. So like he's that type of brain. Like their show is so great. Jizz and the Mammograms was so great. It's so wrong and perfect for like when it came out. And like, it's the most offensive things I'll ever get to say in my career probably. And it made it so fun. And Only Anally, we didn't get sued. He wrote the song and it was so perfect. I changed a few things because at that point I had just stopped drinking and I was like, well, I can still do butt chugs, so I'll only drink anally. And he's like, that's great. Let's make a video. And like, we made a video and it's just like, it's one of my favorite songs to perform at gigs because I can do like my Wigstock performance. I did Only Anally. And like, it's just such a fun thing to do because no one else does it on stage. Like who butt chugs on a hoverboard? And it's a good song.
Not a lot
too.
Of girls.
No.
Not
and, a lot of and, girls. And I do know that Katy Perry wasn't a fan of it, but at least she didn't sue us to get it taken down either because she could have done that and she didn't. And that was really a game of her. And I'm glad she didn't. She let these drag queens be out here having fun. She didn't need to get us down.
How'd you know she wasn't a fan of it?
Because I know she wasn't a fan of it.
You heard from Intel.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It was a pass.
She said, pause.
Because I think it's about some, she wrote the song, I think, and I think it's about something like in her life that like meant something to her, like unconditionally or something. I don't know. I didn't listen to the original that much. Yeah, okay. I was more of a teenage dream girl.
Okay. Yeah. Well, do you want to describe the dick and ass in front of us?
Oh, yeah. The ass looks like it's good eating.
It's in a black jock strap
on a weight bench,
making great use of the workout equipment in this home gym.
Also look at the inset of the door.
Yes.
You see that curve, honey? Why is one panel curved but not the other panel curved? She knows a thing or two
Are
about
you
a tune.
Suggesting?
Look at that tune. She should have
What is
kept
she tuning?
Her butt, obviously somehow. I don't know.
You think Bradley is tuning his ass to be bigger or smaller?
She's on a flute right now. She's so tuned. She did something to make that door curve right there where you know the door doesn't curve. You see the little inset moment in the door, the panel?
Yeah, I see it.
Girl.
Maybe it's the wide-angle lens on the phone. Or she's maybe the mirror that he's taking the picture in has a bend in it.
No, she's trying to make... Yeah, she's trying to make the most out of that meal that she's got, but she's pretending she has cakes, but she really's got dick, for sure.
Well, that's the second picture. The dick pic is taken from above. It seems like there's foreskin pulled back.
Mm-hmm. Descended Jupiter. Gorgeous. The veinage at the base, you could tell this is a good sturdy member. good stock. Trimmed right up to the base. Trimmed to the quick.
And this seems to also be taken in the weight room because it looks like there's some free weights.
And somebody needs to re-rack those, honestly. You don't just leave them out,
honey,
like that.
Honey, could you please re-rack after you use the weights?
Please.
Trevor. damn it. And if we're going to share the weight room, it's just respectful. And I saw that you didn't spray down the treadmill.
Somebody left a little glass vial on the Gravitron.
do
your pre-workout in the locker room.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
This next message comes from Majora.
Majora.
Majorca. She says, hey, gals and dicks. Majora.
Very Saint-Tropez.
Very Saint-Tropez. Huge fan of all your work and wanted to write in to us for some advice. I'm a circus and drag artist based in Lincoln, Nebraska, and plan to relocate to Vegas later this year or early next year. I was wondering if you have any tips on how to adjust to a bigger city, especially in a performance scene. I'm mainly moving in hopes of making performing and teaching aerial art my main income, so any guidance is helpful. Thank you in advance for your help. Love, Majora?
Majora.
Also attached to some nudes, and if you'd like to see more, my OnlyFans is The Lady of Majora.
Well, honey, she has multiple streams of income, darling. She's a circus performer, a drag performer, and an OnlyFans content creator. I like diversifications of one's skills.
Now, this boy has some cakes on him and some dick. So much that when he is sitting, you could even see the cakes from the front. That's if his giant dick doesn't get in the way. He looks like a ginger or a strawberry blonde, maybe platinum, where the type he probably needs to microblade his brows. But he's got really cute glasses on, so I can't really see his brows.
Gauged earlobes, a sort of shoulder tattoo of a moth or something like that. A pyramid.
A pop of color in an N2N yellow canary yellow jock.
And Majora is wearing a jock strap. Thank you, Majora. Majora is really turning up
the heat. Sue Ellen, you're in big trouble. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Majora.
Oh, wait. I just zoomed in and I do see the brow. He must do drag too because the lips and the brow.
She mentioned
the lady
that she
of Majora.
Drag.
Did she? I didn't read it, did I?
Yeah, she mentioned she does drag.
Oh, I thought she was a carny. Oh, circus and drag artist. Okay, got it. Well, bless. She looks beautiful.
I'm not trying to clock anyone's injectable work because I've never tried it myself. So
what are those?
No, right.
Where do you put those? I don't know what those are.
I'm just saying her lips are very full and pouty. That's all I'm saying. How to adjust to a big city when you move to the big city. You moved to the big city when you were very young, Willem.
Honey, so I was a big city girl. Advice? The big city was in my blood. I was I already lived in Philly, so I consider that a big city. But
that's true.
Moving to LA from Philly, that was a big city jump, and that was just
that's quite different.
Mm-hmm. That I would say I just said yes to everything. Like even if I didn't want to, I would go and do a lap. You never know who you'd meet. You meet people, you go out, and just try to be the culture and mindset of like yes, and let's do stuff. And write people's names down so you remember them. Like, I met this person here. I met this person here. She was ugly. I didn't like her. She's fake. He seemed nice. I got drink tickets from this person. This person is, they work at this gig with this club. You're going to meet so many people that you should want to try to remember their names a little bit. Look at my laser light show behind me. It looks like Dianetics, bitch.
It looks fierce. Also, my advice is say yes to everything when it comes to like work, but like don't say yes to everything when it comes to like doing drugs. Because sometimes when you're young and you move to a city, people try to, you know, offer you things and you don't have to say yes to every single thing that gets offered to put up your nose.
Yeah, but if you don't want to just take the bag and sell it later, you could buy wigs with it.
Oh, okay. That is very sound advice.
Very Saint-Tropez.
Very Saint-Tropez, very Saint-Tropez. Thank you, Majora.
So now is the time in the show where we go do our other pageant, Page Pod, and that's going to be starting every Monday, June 14th. So make sure you search for Pageant Pod on your podcast app and hit subscribe. By the way, pageant is spelled P-A-G-E-A-N-T. I didn't know there was an extra A for a while. So Pageant Pod, go subscribe. You'll love it. It's us talking about pageants. Page Pod.
Pageant is a page with one extra A. Sorry.
Thank you so much for listening to the Hot Gossingtons.
Thank you, absolutely. Very special thanks to our tip spot of the day, Miss Lagonja Esteronja.
If you would like to chat, talk, question with us, you can email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And we always have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
And we will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019, 2020 for free now on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed to both of us on YouTube. You hit a little bell icon and then it tells you when new videos are out and you'll get to laugh and have fun with us.
That's right. And you can also follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, @MomPodcasts. Follow them all.
The link on the Instagram RaceChaserPod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of Black Lives Matter movement and a link to AAPIP.org and the resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
That's right. Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out there, okay?
And we will be back next week with more
piping,
steaming, scalding, boiling,
hot grass.
Release the doves. Oh, man. Dolphin ate the
doves. 1,000 doves. I said 1,000 doves, not 20 doves. What do I look like?
That was a cockatiel in there. That wasn't even a dove. Get Bobby.
Those are pigeons. They are the rats of the sky. Oh, we're still recording. Oh, my God.
Those are pigeons in clown white. in smoothie car. We love you, Lady Gaga.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.